KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's long-threatened tariffs against Mexico and Canada have gone into effect, kicking off a trade war with America's neighbors. Imports from Canada and Mexico now taxed at 25%, 20% also tacked on to Chinese-made goods. Target beating expectations in the fourth quarter, it announced today, but also said those tariffs will hurt its bottom line. Consumers expected to see price hikes because of the tariffs, especially on produce from Mexico, within a couple of days. The Trump White House also pausing all U.S. aid to Ukraine. Here's ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
This is one more gut punch to Ukraine following Friday's disastrous confrontation in the Oval Office. Officials telling ABC News that all U.S. military aid to Ukraine will be suspended. That means more than $1 billion in armored vehicles and ammunition.
The president to address a joint session of Congress tonight. The Vatican says Pope Francis slept well through the night and is resting. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new audit of the voting machines in the November election found all counted votes were tabulated correctly by voting machines here in the Badger State. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is required by law to conduct an audit of the votes. 336 clerks hand count ballots and check them against the results of their tabulators. It found no miscounts or missed ballots. Meanwhile, they did find five errors in the audits of those 330,000-ish ballots, but they were all caused by people, not by machines. Elections Administrator Megan Wolf hopes this gives people faith in our election results. However, here in Madison, we had those 200-ish ballots that were missed by the city clerk. Donald Trump beat Kamala Harris by 29,000 votes here in November. And updates are likely coming to the Alliant Energy Center. It's been talked about for years. County Executive Melissa Agard announced they'll be renovating the Veterans Memorial Coliseum and Exposition Hall. It would cost about $300 million, paid for by private investments. They could start work as soon as next year and finish up in 2027 or 28. And who do you think has the most mouth-watering 100% beef burger in the state? Because nominations are now open for the Wisconsin Beef Council's second annual Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest. Brittany Merlot has more.
Pickles Bar and Grill in Hazelhurst won last year, and they saw a 530% increase in burger sales from April to June after they were announced in the top eight. So you have until March 21st to nominate your favorite burger from any Wisconsin restaurant. Get one nomination per person on the Wisconsin Beef Council's website. Then in early April, the WBC will reveal the elite eight restaurants with the most nominations. And a secret panel of judges will then head on a delicious journey to taste and evaluate the top contenders.
The winner will be announced May 1st. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is 92.7 WMDX News.
A setback for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby had to leave last night's spring training game in Arizona in the second inning. Manager Pat Murphy says it's an oblique muscle injury requiring an MRI. The Brewers went on to lose to the Reds 5-4. Ashby, the sixth Brewers pitcher, now dealing with an injury. NBA, the Bucks in Atlanta tonight to take on the Hawks. Milwaukee has won six of their last seven games, and they've now moved up to fourth place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. The Badgers men team getting ready to play Minnesota in the Twin Cities, head coach Greg Gard.
Yeah, it is a border state. You know, we've recruited that area really well. That area's been really good to us. We've got really good players from there. It's important in terms of Big Ten tournament seeding. It's important to get the double bye if you can. And quite frankly, you boil it down to it's your next game and you're competitive and you want to win. The other stuff that can happen from that is a byproduct of, you know, doing good things on Wednesday night.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have rain on the way today and tonight. Could be an inch or more of rain by the time things wind down. Our high in the upper 40s today. By tomorrow, rain will change to snow, with snow tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. Strong wind gusts from 30 to 40 likely through the day tomorrow as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Transform your outdoor space with David J. Frank, Wisconsin's award-winning landscape management company for 65 years. You've seen their beautiful work at Hilldale Shopping Center. From expert lawn care to seasonal flower beds, precise trimming and sustainable solutions, David J. Frank makes your vision a reality. And right now is the best time to prune or remove trees. Request your free quote today at davidjfrank.com and get on their list for spring cleanups. David J. Frank, 65 years of excellence in every blade of grass.
The John and Gordy Show.
We got a couple of people on the line here. Let's go to Mark, who's been holding on here for quite a while. Good morning, Mark. What do you got for us this morning?
I got to put my FCC filter on right here. There's a President's Day sale on every day in the White House because Donald Trump has always been for sale.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Mike McCabe will share his thoughts about the presidential address.
And we'll try to keep it clean.
Ooh, squeaky clean.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Zelensky is watching 70,000 dead Ukrainians. Every single day, missiles are slamming into hospitals. Children are being killed on their way to school. This is what he's seeing, and he comes to the Oval Office, and a reporter asks him why he's not wearing a suit, and J.D. Vance says, you don't say thank you. He's presided over a brutal invasion, 70,000 dead Ukrainians, and the VP, the effing VP, wants him to say thank you for the aid that we've grudgingly provided. By the way, too late. Thank you to the Republicans in the Congress. It took us a year to get that supplemental package done.
Thank you, Kim Himes. I love this one. The British PM hugged Zelensky. That's how bad U.S. foreign policy has gotten. It's driving the Brits to physical displays of emotion.
Right.
I think the Queen would call Trump a C-word to his face.
Yes, she would.
If she were alive.
Right. I knew she.
She'd stick the corgis on.
I am not amused any longer by you, you giant. I think that's what she would say.
I want to hear your...
I have another C-word. Corgis, sick 'em.
I want to hear your King Charles impression.
Come, Bella.
The same, just deeper.
Come, Bella.
Morning, noon, and night, I love her.
Two impressions.
By the way, speaking of international love for Zelensky, vive la resistance! France, bless Trump. Trump's brutal treatment of Zelensky. France's prime minister tore into Trump's Oval Office, thrashing of Zelensky, calling it a staggering show of brutality that aimed to humiliate Ukraine's leader and bend him to the will of Vladimir Putin. Oh, I say no!
Wait,
does that sound like the candlestick?
No, a little bit.
No, vive la résistance. Okay, and just regular domestic love. Chuck in Austin, Steph, I was suggesting to a friend you should listen to your show. I said, I've been listening for a while, for about 20 years. That's a while. Huh? Holy crap, I've been listening to you for 20 years. Love you, Chris, Jody, Bella, et cetera, and the rest, like they say on Gilligan's Island.
Marianne and the professor?
Whatever, all interchangeable, all of you.
We have a professor in the closet out here.
Used to.
Bill in Tampa, dearest sexy liberal mama, a few of the progressive radio hosts share letters from listeners, but mama does. You perform an invaluable service to America on morning radio. If the listener who writes you is funny enough, witty enough, perpetuates a big lie, tells mama how beautiful she is, sucks up with just the right amount of flattery, mama will read that letter on the
air. Very true.
Well, yeah.
Very true. Wait a
minute. I think they have you pegged, Steph.
They tricked me into reading this on the air. I appreciate you helping to lift me out of my springtime for Twitler depression, allowing me to contribute to the best morning radio program in America. God bless, Stephanie Miller. Well, who can't agree with that?
You know, Tom Hartman is able to resist that sort
of... Yeah, he does resist it.
He's a lot smarter than me. Okay. Oh, did you see this one, Jody? Ah, I'm getting ready to fly to see my sister this month. A FedEx plane caught fire midair before making an emergency landing in Jersey. Another aviation disaster under a completely gutted FAA. There's not enough ways to describe this. The Real GX says Trump's presidency is the biggest organized crime operation in U.S. history, and the taxpayers are the victims. I mean, I pointed that out last hour, but that they're talking about what Zelensky's wearing when Musk shows up every day in a T-shirt and a baseball hat and never says thank you to the American people for the $8 million a day we subsidize. Why do we need to subsidize billionaires? I don't understand.
We don't.
Hello, have you said thank you? I don't think so. Couch for J.D. Vance. I just can't. The whole scene is just seared in my... Maha. You know, Maha, that's the cousin of MAGA. It's Make America Healthy Again.
Mm. Oh, that's fun.
I'm a pescatarian, so at first I thought it was mahi-mahi, but it's not. It's maha.
Maha.
Yeah.
Mahalo?
It's like...
No, it's not mahalo either.
Like, right. It's like Nicolas Cage trying to pronounce Hawaiian names in that movie. Kapa'a'a.
What?
Maha.
What movie are you talking about?
The one with Nicolas Cage where he's in Hawaii and he's like, is it kapa'a or kapa'a'a? How many A's are there in it?
Two A's, it would be kapa'a.
Are you talking about Honeymoon in Vegas?
I don't know. Okay.
Don't expect
me to get the name of the movie. I don't know.
I don't even think you're talking about a real movie.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. People know that are listening. Nicolas Cage is in Hawaii, and he can't pronounce any of the names because, you know, Jody, you live there. There's A's, and there's a million A's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Maha. Listen, my point was Maha.
There's a kind of lava that is just A's.
These are Bobby Kennedy MAGA fans that are Make America Healthy Again. If you want to look like he does, like a boiled catcher's mitt.
That's right. Honeymoon in Vegas.
Okay. Well, I don't know the name of the movie, but you just said there is no...
I know my stuff.
You said there's no Nicolas Cage movie. There is.
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Okay. I don't know where... Okay. We're all so tightly wound.
Gotcha.
Maha is losing their minds because Bobby Kennedy Jr. is sending vaccines to quell a growing measles outbreak. If they paid attention, they know that his children were all vaccinated. He's always known vaccination works. He is a grifter. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yep.
Grifter. All you stupid Joe Rogan bros. They're
you dodged a bullet with
they're
him.
They're all vaccinated.
Yeah,
they're all vaccinated. These people that are grifting off you and do your own research and blah, blah, blah. Well, now, of course, the political pressure is getting to be too much. Measles is spreading, you know, all across the country. And so
I wonder if he was
Do they feel tricked? And now he's telling you to get vaccinated. Well, yes, because he knows the vaccines work. Right. He knows the science work. It's so infuriating.
Yeah. I wonder if he did that of his own volition or he someone made him. Write that.
He already had somebody quit, didn't
he?
Yeah.
Second in command.
His spokesperson.
Yeah. This is the only thing they care about is if it makes Trump looks bad. I'm sure like Trump said, it makes me look bad. Say there's no measles going on. I mean, it's just, I can't.
He tried that with COVID. Don't report it because then it won't exist if you don't report it.
Stop the testing, please. I can't. Oh, God, I don't know how much I can endure tonight. I know I'm supposed to watch it, but I... Okay.
Watch Honeymoon in Vegas.
There you go.
Maybe I'll just go to Kapa'a for the
night.
Screenwriter Max says, just watched 5 minutes of Fox with my mom before I made her turn it off. We are never getting out of this right-wing extremist nightmare without fixing the disinformation ecosystem. Thank you.
Yep.
How many times have we said it? When shown facts and evidence, Trump supporters refuse to take it in, both infuriating and frightening. That's what I keep saying. I don't think it matters what we say or don't say, you know. Oh, this is how ridiculous it's gotten. Senate Republicans just confirmed Linda McMahon as Education Secretary, which she wants to blow up the department, so she's the Secretary of Nothing now.
Right.
That's quite the heel turn.
Senator Burry said that they just confirmed Linda McMahon as Education Secretary, another unqualified billionaire who doesn't understand the department she's tasked with leading and is ready to grab the hatchet and help destroy the Department of Education altogether. What is the point of having a hearing to be the head of something that you want to destroy? I don't understand.
I just can't.
Who was the lady that did it before? The one
Betsy DeVos.
Betsy DeVos. She wanted to destroy it, but she didn't.
Reagan appointed somebody to try to do that too.
Uh-huh. MAGA, not to be confused with Maha.
Maha.
Or Kapa'a. Big mad that Eminem led a Trump chant at his concert. Well, you know what? Too bad. All America's kind of coming together behind the Trump. movement, I think, at this point. Yeah, by the way, here's something that I love. Dana Bash asked Chris Murphy, you voted to approve Marco Rubio's nomination to be Secretary of State. Did you make the right choice? Chris Murphy, nope, it was a mistake. They never admit that on their side.
No.
He just said it was a mistake. I think a lot of us thought Marco Rubio was going to stand up to Trump on an issue like this. Well, I didn't.
Yeah,
he's always been a spineless weasel.
Yeah, his constituents could have told him that, but...
And he can't drink water.
Thanks for coming to the party a little bit late.
Yeah. His little hands can't handle water.
Chris.
Oh, uh-oh. Okay, here we go.
I was bad last week.
Yeah. She is a fine American. She was wrong in your absence.
Okay.
She took that wrong bullet just okay. for America.
Let's do this.
Mm-hmm. It could be a combination of him being a fat f-ing slob. Which, of course, he is. It could be that he can't sleep at night because his beach whale body can't allow the circulation it needs. We should revisit the possibility of a syphilis diagnosis.
Nicolas Cage?
No.
Good guess.
No. James, that's funny, though, because on the beach in Hawaii, he could have. Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah. Like a whale that's about to explode because of the gas buildup inside the
entrails. Entrails everywhere. No, that was James Carver. We played it yesterday.
I know we played
it. So it's weird. It always seems like you would have remembered that it was.
You want me to?
Yeah. Oh, God, I can't hear it enough.
Never
mind,
real quick.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go.
No? Okay. Here we go.
Trump had red splotches on his hand, which I was told by any number of medical professionals that when you see that condition, the first thing that you suspect is syphilis. Let me be clear. I'm just asking questions. But what she saw is madness. And I'm talking about madness like King George III kind of madness. And it could be a combination of being a fat slob, which of course he is. It could be that he can't sleep at night because his beached whale body can't allow the circulation it needs.
Marie in Atlanta, you are on with Jody. Hello.
Hello. Good to see you again, Jody. Welcome back, Chris and Bella. I'm following you, but not in that stalker way.
Oh.
Don't be creepy with the baby.
I just wanted to point out, keep track of when Trump declares something an emergency. Ugh. He's learned from his first term that the guardrails come down when something is an emergency.
Yep.
Yeah.
He claims that we have a timber emergency. And therefore, that's why we have to consider doing mass deforestation and land clearing in order to get timber. The reason is he started a fight.
Yeah, exactly. Marie, this headline, because I'm a big outdoors person, a hiker, Trump orders national forests be felled for timber. I'm telling you, we're right in the middle of Avatar meets God knows whatever.
No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, Trump has ordered swaths of America's forests to be felled for timber, evading rules to protect endangered species while doing so and raising the prospect of chainsaws raising some of the most ecologically important trees in the U.S. Because, of course, he creates one problem, Marie. Lumber's going to cost $11 billion because of his stupid tariffs and trade war with Canada, yep. Right?
And at the same time that we have houses in L.A. from the fire that have to be rebuilt, houses in North Carolina and Tennessee and Florida that have to be rebuilt because of the hurricanes, houses that got flooded that, need to be rebuilt. There's going to be a big demand for timber. So what does he do, Mr. Brilliant? He picks a fight with our biggest timber neighbor, Canada.
Yep.
Yeah,
he's the arsonist that started the fire and then wants to claim that he called in the fire department.
Thank you. And it's like Jasmine Crockett said, he is an enemy of the United States. I don't know how much more clearly you can say it. He could not be trying to dismantle the U.S. any better.
A big argument I see from the right is, well, they can plant more trees. Do you know how long it takes?
Right. Oh,
are you aware?
It's
just crazy.
I had an oak tree here when I moved it 20 years ago, and it split, I don't know, something. Probably because I'm a lesbian. God split it in half. I don't know. But anyway.
What does that have anything to do
with it? It's 150 years old, that tree. I mean, I'm a little tiny bit younger than that, but you can't just...
Plus, when I go to Yosemite... I don't want to see a whole bunch of denuded forests.
Yeah.
And by the way, Elon Musk fired U.S. Forest Service workers in North Carolina and South Carolina. Now there are wildfires in both states.
Hmm.
Maybe the Elon sheep can explain to me why he's a genius. I mean, did they tell them, by the way, to rake their forests and did Trump turn the faucet on down there and all the other...
They didn't get all that BS.
Because they're a red state.
Yeah. Ali says Trump ordered that America unilaterally disarm in the ongoing cyber war with Russia. That should get him impeached or 25th
yes,
Amendment
it should.
Immediately.
It should.
Getting nothing in return, Russia will now be free to continue attacking us like they have been for years. Colonial Pipeline, solar winds, etc. And America's hands will be tied. Why is Trump fighting for our enemies? Because he is a traitor. I don't understand how much more obvious this has to get. You know, like, I just, okay. Right. When the newly, Guy Fawkes said, when the newly appointed defense secretary orders the U.S. Cyber Command to stand down on operations against Russia, you're probably in trouble, America, and no amount of words of concern, chastisement, admonishments is going to help you here. This is in no way normal. The traitors are now running the treason circus. Someone better step up here because America's turning into West Russia faster than you can say Krasnov. America needs their very own Zelensky in the mm-hmm. worst way.
We do.
Yeah. I don't know. Are you going to, Jody, are you watching any tonight?
No.
Okay.
Air double drops tonight.
Boy. That alone was worth quitting over.
Daredevil drops tonight.
Oh.
That's okay. Important. Oh. All right. And I didn't see last week's White Lotus yet.
You do, you
oh.
boo.
Oh. I haven't seen last week's White Lotus either.
It's really oh. good. The one that just came out is okay. really good.
Yeah, okay. That one I won't tell you the part about.
No.
The part about the incest?
No.
I mean, we can see it coming.
Oh, not yet. Not yet, but okay. I'm excited for mm-hmm. it.
What?
Oh, that whole Parker Posey
oh, good.
Family?
Bella's, oh. Bella's layers of weirdness are going to come out now. It's getting comfortable. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh, God. Will it help? Will temperature regulation help? I mean, watch that tonight. Their bamboo sheets at next level soft, like a buttery melt into your mattress soft. And the best part, the sheets are temperature regulating. You stay cool, comfortable, wrapped in 5-star luxury. I'm a lesbian in luxury. I'm really losing it. Cozy Earth Luxe bath sheets are waiting. Huge, self-absorbent, softer than anything you've ever dried off with. There's no going back. Once you go Cozy Earth, there's no going back. I'm warning you about it. It is so fantastic. You can, the jammies, the softest, the sheets. I have a duvet cover. I have them, what you call it, the comforter itself. All everything they make is top quality. Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie. You get up to 40% off.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
Living in the lap of luxury.
La, 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 la,
la, la, la. With your lovers. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
Plural?
I know. I was just a collective.
Okay.
We.
Got it.
Okay. If you get that post-purchase survey, say, we heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
4 out of 5 top Hollywood movie stars use
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, I know. The state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, overwhelmed, like we're going in the wrong direction and there's nothing we can do about it. There are ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, and the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Those nonprofits need our help more than ever right now. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company: fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching so smart and easy, and you make a difference. Go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. Don't forget that code is STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. credomobile.com. Type in the code STEPH25.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone smartphone hotline right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay. Izervay
or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squad about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squad about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squad about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I got soul, but I'm not.
Stephanie Miller.
A soldier. I got soul, but I'm not.
Stephanie Miller.
Soldier, I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
Yeah,
I got
what?
Soul, but I'm not a soldier.
Yeah.
I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
Speaking of which, Andrew tweets, there's obviously a lot going on, but Donald Trump's efforts to install a military command that places loyalty to him above loyalty to the Constitution should have been a much bigger story. Because it's all part of flooding the zone,
yep.
Right? Pete in Wisconsin, hello, everybody. Yep. Good morning.
Good, buddy, every morning.
Yeah.
So I hate it when mom and dad fight, so I'm going to just pop into this conversation one more time.
All right.
About what to do with Trump supporters that come back and see the light.
Stupid.
And, you know, I agree with Chris.
Dummy.
You can't just keep calling them stupid.
Stupid dummies.
I think we need to find a way to put them to work, and we need to get them to perform their penance and to get them to convert other people back over.
Right. I went to Catholic school.
To
I can make that. I can. You know what? I can make that. I'll be like two Hail Marys and an Our Father. Okay, fine.
And I do have one conspiracy sausage, if I may,
yes.
In honor of Jim Ward.
Yes.
So the Tangerine Tyrant, I think, is dying, just absolutely dying to declare martial law.
Yes, he is.
And pulling away all of our defenses against the Ruskies. I think he's searching for that opportunity right now. And I think it's that's my spidey senses just be tingling right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you don't do that AI video unless you're trying to inflame the Middle East and, and a terrorist attack. And then so then you can go, oh, now, you know, see, I was right about the Muslim ban. And it's all he cares about is, you know, then saying, oh, see, and now we need martial law. And now we blah, blah, blah. Christopher, who said Trump has taught our most important strategic partners a lesson? America can and will change sides. How many presidential elections will it take before our closest allies once again believe that we are a reliable partner?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
No, that was a good guess. David French.
She was also in
Columnist.
County Moon in Vegas.
Columnist. Oh, I see. And
that's how that works.
Bell and I are Sex and City.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, okay. Charlie Pierce next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Could insurance issues be coming for some UW Health patients? The provider sent a notice to patients saying they're in negotiations with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. So if that's your insurance provider, listen up. UW Health said Anthem BCBS has agreed to much higher reimbursement rates for other Wisconsin health systems, but what they proposed to UW was below the rate of inflation. UW Health claims Blue Cross is also demanding the ability to unilaterally change payment terms without renegotiation. An Anthem spokesperson said the insurer will continue to negotiate, but UW Health's requested rate is, quote, excessive. The current deal expires April 1st, so if they don't reach an agreement before then, people who get their insurance through Anthem BCBS will have UW Health considered out of network. Meanwhile, Wisconsin's healthcare costs are the fifth highest in the country, and employers worry they'll just keep rising. Melissa Kay reports.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce surveyed businesses in the state, and 88% of employers predict their healthcare costs will increase even more this year. Scott Manley is WMC's Executive Vice President of Government Relations. He stated, these costs are not only a competitive disadvantage as they dip into employee compensation, investment opportunities, and more, but they also hurt Wisconsin families. When asked what state government could do to help businesses, 41% of respondents answered, make healthcare more affordable.
And today is the Big Share, a fundraiser that benefits people all over the Badger State. It's held by Community Shares of Wisconsin. It benefits 70 nonprofits statewide in areas like access to housing, LGBTQ rights, and criminal justice reform. This is the 11th year of the annual fundraiser. You can donate by going to thebigshare.org. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have rain on the way. Today and tonight could be an inch or more of rain by the time things wind down. Our high in the upper 40s today. By tomorrow, rain will change to snow, with snow tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. Strong wind gusts from 30 to 40 likely through the day tomorrow as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we all want clean drinking water. What about road salt? What happens with that? We'll kick that around tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
It's the Fats Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Trump a little over a week ago said on Fox News, I'm not touching Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. And he said it multiple times. The next morning, he endorsed the Republican House budget, which calls for nearly $1 trillion in cuts to Medicaid.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Senator Tammy Baldwin. Chris, who said true to form, almost none of the promises Trump made to the American people, the promises he made to win a second term in office were truthful. Virtually all of them were a lie. Who said that?
James Caan.
No, fantastic. Columnist. I see what you did. Jamel Bowie.
Okay.
Who said Dow Jones Industrial Average took a 650-point header after Trump announced he'll hit Mexico and Canada on Tuesday with 25% tariffs? Who said that?
Elvis Presley.
No, that would be Wall Street Journal with their latest Now a warning! Who said we've counted Mr. Trump's, courted Mr. Trump's ire by calling the Mexico and Canada levies the dumbest in history, and we may have understated the point. Mr. Trump is whacking friends, not adversaries.
The city of Las Vegas. Nah.
The entire city.
I ran out of the entire city.
Well, we have not run out of fantastic columnists. All right. Because
there's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning from your bevy of beauties here. Hi, Bella and Jody.
Good morning, Jody Hamilton.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce. Charlie, you summed it up, Bus. Trump embarrassed himself, the nation, and every thinking human on earth. I don't even know.
I didn't want to, you know, generalize, but
yeah.
What you do, I got a text from a friend of mine, and the text read only, "Oh my God, are you watching this?"
Yeah.
And I wasn't, and I clicked over.
Yeah.
And holy cow, here we go.
Yeah.
I thought Zelensky was going to deck him. I really did.
Can I say those things on social media, the AIs of him? Okay. They're satisfying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you said Zelensky gave it right back to him. Thank God, made it clear he wouldn't be bullied into accepting a quote-unquote deal produced by negotiations in which he had not been invited to participate. Thank you. And, you know, all he did is, same thing Macron did, actually, just correct his lies, his misinformation, respectfully. And he didn't say you're a liar or blah, blah, blah. But he keeps telling the same lies that, you know.
But Zelensky called him out with his audience, full in the knowledge that the guy's country is fighting for its life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, that's incredible, you know, moral gravitas to bring to the confrontation.
Well, yeah, this is Jake.
And I swear to God, I never thought I'd see that the famous meme of Homer Simpson fading into the shrubbery.
Yeah, yeah.
Come to life.
Yeah.
And then I saw Marco Rubio trying to fade into the chair.
Into the couch. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He looked like what do you call it? J.D. Vance was in the couch right next to him.
Yeah.
This was Jake.
You could watch his face. You know, virtually say, I know I'm going to hell now.
Right. I thought I was in hell before. Yeah.
But I'm really going to hell now.
Is there AI or his soul actually leaving his body?
What a freaking putz that guy is.
Jake says this was at minute 12 in the Oval Office meeting. Zelensky was standing up for Europe and refuting Trump's lie about Europe providing less aid to Ukraine. Zelensky wasn't willing to let Trump lie about his friends. This partly led to Trump going insane on him. I mean, you could say it's just he keeps repeating the same lie and that, oh, it's just a loan and Europe gets their money back. And just he keeps repeating the same lies. And so I'm
begging people to read the transcript of the screed he went on right towards the end of whatever you want to call that, epileptic episode he had, where he starts raving about Hunter Biden's bathroom.
Oh, God. I know.
Yeah.
I don't even know how he could keep his office, for the next 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was saying, I mentioned this earlier. You're a student of history. Andy Kim tweeted this. He said, this is the most telling photo I've seen. Trump Vance berating a wartime leader fighting against invasion directly in front of a bust of Churchill. It looks like Churchill is seated in the back watching Trump kill the very U.S.-Europe alliance that Churchill helped form, forge.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's very clear that if he gets his heart's desire, we will not be in NATO in 2 years.
No. Yeah.
You know, I don't know who our allies will be, and I don't even want to think about it, but it won't be NATO.
By the way, Ron Filipowski made this point, Charlie. Did we also vote with Russia against Ukraine and all the EU countries in the UN on the resolution about the war because Zelensky was disrespectful to Trump? Oh, wait, that was a week before their meeting. Maybe this has nothing to do with the meeting and it's something else. I mean, this so obviously was pre-planned and an ambush, and this is what he was always going to do. I mean,
yeah, I mean, that was one where we joined, like, North Korea and a bunch of, you know, petro states that are basically gas stations with flags and seats at the UN. Not only that, but you've got Hegseth now saying we're not going to, you know, defend ourselves against Russian cyber attacks.
Right. I mean, it's just how much more obvious does this get?
And I mean, what's he have to do? Is it Kazatsky in the middle of the Oval Office before people catch on?
Yeah. Yeah. General McCaffrey said Trump is reorienting America's moral compass. For 250 years, America has supported democracy and freedom. We have lost our way. Our global allies are stunned. I was reading Starmer said, you're very welcome here in Downing Street. As you heard from the cheers outside, you have the full backing across the United Kingdom. I mean, to see everyone there in Europe together except for the United States and realize that we have lost our place, Charlie, is the leader of the free world. That's it. In 30 days.
Yeah, and not only that, but we are essentially surrendering to a country that is otherwise a basket case. Its military, you know, in shambles. Its economy is just, you know, outside of being a thieves' paradise, doesn't serve anybody at all.
Yeah.
I guess the reason that we're surrendering to Putin and never surrendered to communism was that, you know, he's just better at being a dictator.
Yeah.
Than those guys were.
Senator Schumer said Russia continues to launch cyber operations and ransomware attacks against critical American infrastructure, threatening our economic and national security. So our point, Charlie, is what do we do? I wish Democrats would just have one unified plan for even tonight, as I was saying. Either everybody don't go, everybody go and walk out to you know, make a statement that we are in a national and international crisis, period. This is not, you know, I'm reading this story, Charlie, it's making my head explode. There's no consensus how far to take it from Democrats. Potential protest props include anti-Trump signs, pocket constitutions to highlight Trump's alleged constitutional violations, even empty egg cartons to emphasize inflation's impact. Noisemakers, red cards, hand clappers have also been floated. The leadership has reportedly advised against props in closed-door meetings because that would just be rude when we're in the middle of a fascist takeover.
I mean, what is the leadership planning to do?
Yeah.
What is their I don't mind them not wanting to have like fistfights on the floor, but my God, at least be an opposition party.
Mm-hmm.
Act like an opposition party.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at least all row in the same direction. We played Jasmine Crockett. I mean, she said, how did she say it? That Trump is an enemy to the United States. I mean, you have to have clarity. And it doesn't take a lot of words to say, you know, we have a traitor in the Oval Office. We have everything must stop. I mean, what were we saying? It would take 7 Republicans to stop this, Charlie. I mean, this trade war is, as you know, even the Wall Street Journal, is going to blow up the American economy. Not just his tariffs, now the reciprocal tariffs.
Yeah. Now we're in a fully declared trade war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Canada.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, Trudeau just announcing Canadian Prime Minister announced his country will retaliate, on what do you call it? He said Trudeau noted 1% of the fentanyl seized at the U.S. border is at the Canadian border. He responded saying he will announce 25% tariffs on $155 billion in American goods. I mean, I I don't even feel like people have talked about that enough. Like, we have talked about how these tariffs Trump's imposing, the American people are going to pay them. Now add the retaliatory tariffs on top of it. And I just, okay, go ahead. Your thoughts.
Well, I'm sorry. You're sputtering a bit there today.
I'm sorry.
I mean, the difference is Trudeau knows how tariffs work and Trump doesn't.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the difference. Trump will never not understand how tariffs work.
We got from Ferris Bueller. We got Ben Stein's lecture on tariffs again. So I think we need to review it again, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, should we, Charlie? Would you like to? Here we go. Yeah.
I guess so.
Okay.
The Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the the Great Depression, passed the the tariff bill, the Hawley-Smoot Tariff Act, which anyone raised or lowered, raised tariffs
yes.
in an effort to collect more revenue for the federal government. Did it work? Anyone know the effects? It did not work, and the United States sank deeper into the Great Depression.
Okay, thank you.
That is the only reason I know what the Hawley-Smoot tariff did.
First of all, it's the Smoot-Hawley tariff.
Right. Yeah, he got it wrong.
Ben Stein is an economist, and he got it wrong.
Give me Ben Stein's money.
Yeah, Trudeau said because of the tariffs imposed by the U.S., Americans will pay more for groceries, gas, and cars, potentially lose thousands of jobs. Tariffs will disrupt an incredibly successful trading relationship. This will violate the very trade agreement that was negotiated by President Trump in his last term. I mean, it's just on and on. Warren Buffett said they're an act of war to some degree. I swear to God, I feel like Trump is at war with the United States.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I don't think that's been emphasized enough. He's now violating what he kept telling us was the greatest trade agreement ever negotiated.
Right, right.
Which is from his last term. Remember, that was brilliant. That replaced NAFTA with the art of the deal, man.
Yeah.
God, sometimes you sound like the worst acid head in the dorm.
Right?
Warren Buffett said, over time, they are a tax on goods. I mean, the tooth fairy doesn't pay them. And then what? You always have to ask the question in economics. You always say, and then what? Right? And the then what is the reciprocal tariffs. I mean, it's, dear God.
I think, by the way, the more I think about it, I think the egg carton approach to tonight's speech is probably the way to go. But only if they empty the egg carton at the podium as the speech goes along.
I mean, it's just, you've got literally Elon Musk now saying out loud, oh, Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. And again, what expert, Charlie, is saying Social Security could collapse in, 30 to 60 days?
Republicans have been calling the Social Security a Ponzi scheme ever since Charles Ponzi was actually running one.
Right.
By the way, a Massachusetts boy.
And meanwhile, they're running a Ponzi scheme with the Bitcoin, right? Aren't they asking for
Well, you know my feelings on crypto, that I always run away from people who come up to me and say, hey, I invented new money.
Exactly. All right. Well, Charlie, as you would say, just stay above the snake line. Good luck to you. See ya.
Yeah, absolutely. do yourself a favor and see the Questlove documentary on Sly Stone.
Yes. It's great. It's really, really good.
I mean, Questlove is like a great filmmaker.
He is.
No, it's a great documentary.
We all need a distraction. Okay.
We all need to dance. We all need to dance to the music and all the squares go home.
All right. Love you, Charlie. Goodbye. See you next week.
Goodbye. That was a lyric. That was a lyric that predates Bella by about three decades.
This does.
Everything does. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Colleges. Jody, I'm just going to say, I think this is what's up with Demi Moore. I mean, that looks like there's got to be.
She looks so good.
Oh, my God. Okay. Are you ready to move easily, independently, without pain or stiffness? Do you want to look in the mirror and say, hi, Demi? Discover Native Past Collagen made with type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. The two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut. It's good for all that stuff, right? Your digestion, your skin, your hair, your nails. I used to take different stuff for all that.
Not anymore.
Now, I just take a scoop. I put in my coffee.
Oh, my God.
I've got not clouds in my coffee now. I have collagen in my coffee.
Oh, good, good. Thanks, Carly.
Okay. No additives, no fillers, no artificial sweeteners, completely flavorless. Put it in whatever you like. I use the collagen PM at night in my tea. You can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. It is bioavailable. It means it's absorbed more easily. No clumping. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
While we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That is a big deal if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise. CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite is the CBD Relief Stick because I'm always overdoing it exercise. Once you try it, you're going to wonder how you ever got by without it. 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. We trust CB Distillery. You will, too. If you're still turning to remedies straight out of your grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. Right now, save 20% with the promo code Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, living the dream. Living the dream, everybody. Okay, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton is here, Canadian PM candidate, echoing what we were just talking to Charlie about.
If these tariffs are put in place, it is going to hurt Americans. Anyone who has a 401k is going to be hit because the stock market is already hurting. Your grocery prices are going to go up because you know what you need to grow food in the United States? You need fertilizer, and 80% of it comes from Canada, and you're going to put a 25% tax on it. I mean, the Wall Street Journal is right. This is dumb.
One way to put it. Adam Schiff tweeted, the richest man in the world says your hard-earned benefits are the biggest Ponzi scheme of all time. They are coming after Social Security and Medicare, and they aren't even hiding it. Bill Madden said, this is why Elon Musk should not be allowed anywhere near the safety nets of the American people. Social Security is not a Ponzi scheme. It's a lifeline to escape death from destitution. Billionaires have no effing concept of the financial challenges of growing old in America. Now it seems like they're just trying to, like, change the math. Speaking of shell games, like, what is it they're just saying they're not going to count something? Like, they're just like, we're not going to count this spending because blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're just, this is such an obvious grift that, like, everything is going in Elon Musk's pockets. Ron Filipowski said the next move to cover up their failures from Republicans in Congress and the Trump administration is to try to change the way things are measured. Just watch, which is what they're trying to do. And then when they get asked for receipts, by the way, this morning, you would think the Department of Government Efficiency, the agency that's supposedly auditing the entirety of the federal government for waste, would know to keep its receipts in order, yet for some reason the agency has repeatedly had to pull examples of so-called savings down after it was revealed it didn't actually save taxpayers anything. Well, it says for some reason. I know the reason, because it's all a
lie.
It's all a grift. It's all a lie. It's all, like, literally putting more money in Elon Musk's, you know, while he giggles with his chainsaw about, you know, the $65 your grandma, you know, gets from Social Security or whatever. Okay. This is, by the way, just any sign of resistance is fun. Ohio newspaper in Vance's hometown wrote a scathing editorial on him saying he's not welcome back home. They told him to go to Russia instead.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, right on. Doesn't have to ski there because he skis like my grandma, giant. See? Okay.
Was your grandma that bad of a skier?
I never saw her ski. I'm just saying.
Okay.
He skis like he does everything else.
Okay.
See? Okay. by the by, we've been talking about measles outbreak, and Matt said, see, this is terrifying. It's in our backyard. This is Pennsylvania, I believe. And my two-year-old son isn't yet eligible for his second dose of measles vaccine, yet our biggest mistake was giving anti-vaxxers the right to partake in society.
Yep.
Thank you. As we always said, Jody, during COVID, like, don't, if you don't want to live in a society, go, fine, don't get vaccinated, but go. You don't get to live in society if you don't give up about my kids' right to live, you know? By the way, George Takei tweeted, Woody Harrelson is facing pushback after calling Dr. Fauci extraordinarily evil on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast for distributing AZT to combat HIV and AIDS in the early days of the pandemic.
Oh, no.
And what do these dumbasses think about Bobby Kennedy now saying, yeah, get a measles vaccine? I mean, do people not get when they've been lied to and grifted and all of Bobby Kennedy's kids are vaccinated? It's just, it's so infuriating.
I liked Woody Harrelson, too. That's sad.
It is. It
is. Yeah. Damn it. Lost another
one. No tears for him.
Nope.
Oh.
That was fun. That was good.
This is where everyone knows your name and knows you're a douchebag. Okay.
You kept going when you probably
did. Also, yeah, she okay, and now, by the way, the right wing is also mad at Bobby Kennedy raised eyebrows after he announced a health department mission to end anti-Semitic harassment on college campuses. He got criticism even from Trump supporters arguing the health department's involvement was clear overreach.
No kidding. Yeah. What does that have to do with anything?
And isn't he the one that said COVID was designed to spare Jewish people or some stupid anti-Semitic nonsense?
Right.
I can't. I can't, Jody. All right, we have Josh Wheel, who's running for Congress in Florida, coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan and filmmaker Craig Knitt, who joins me in the studio. That's right, folks, he's going to fight Green Bay traffic. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump tonight delivering an address to a joint session of Congress. He will discuss what's happened since he first got elected, including recently imposing tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China, and the pausing of all U.S. aid to Ukraine. It's still unclear how the Democrats will respond to the speech. Many in Congress have been trying to come up with a strategy to demonstrate their disapproval. They have reportedly been warning not to bring props. Some Democrats will boycott the speech, and others have given their seats in the gallery above the chamber to recently fired federal workers, including many veterans who have just been let go from various government posts. Stocks dropping again on Wall Street as companies and investors react to the tariff decision. Severe weather across the eastern half of the country. Some of it expected to disrupt Mardi Gras celebrations in New Orleans. Pope Francis resting after two episodes of acute respiratory distress on Monday. The Pope now off non-invasive mechanical ventilation. This is ABC News.